It was awful. It was like the worst feeling I've ever felt in my life. I thought my life was over. I thought I was too young to be making decisions like, do I get an abortion or do I tell my family and ruin my relationship with them? I was thinking, you know, what am I going to do about school? And, you know, it felt like there were only two options. And the first option was get an abortion and feel awful about it for the rest of my life, or keep the baby. And, I mean, because even adoption and keeping the baby, my relationship with my parents would still be ruined. So, I mean, there were just two incredibly bleak options.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what to do about it for a long time. But slowly things worked themselves out. So it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, but there were still some really rough moments. And there still are. In some small ways, this was good. I mean, there were good things that came out of this because now I'm a lot more independent. I'm not as scared to graduate because I know what it's like to pay my own bills, and I know what it's like to not have mom and dad backing you up for every decision you make, and I feel a lot more like a grown-up. So graduation just feels natural, like a natural transition. I always tell people I wish I could have kept Caitlin, but kept her, like, waited to have Caitlin. Since I had Caitlin, like, I love her, and I don't regret having such a wonderful daughter, but I still wish that I had waited. And it's not like I really didn't wait on purpose either.
Yeah.
I just want her to know that she can tell me anything, and I really, really mean that, and I want her to know that I'm going to be supportive of her no matter what mistake she makes, because I know what it feels like to be in a position where you think you can't tell your parents because your
yeah.
life will be over. And I want her to think for herself a lot, and I don't want her to just always listen to me.